Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Lamed, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Chesmed base at the Mishnah. Va'oid zois haith Yerushalayim yaseira al Yavne, shekol ir shehi roya v'shemath v'koyver yechol lavoy toikim ba. Another difference is that they blow on Shabbos in any city that hears, is in close proximity and is able to come to Yerushalayim. V'yavne le'ayu toikin el v'beistin bovad, but in Yavne they would only blow shofar in the beistin itself. The Gemara says, "V'hein shiu kol hadrochim ha'elubah." A city that is close to Yerushalayim only blows on Shabbos if it has all of the qualifications listed in the Mishnah. Roya be'ino shema kagon Yerushalayim melamalon ve'ir melamatam. If a sees does not hear, for example, if Yerushalayim is above and this city is below, v'shema'as ve'ino roya ha'har mafsik. If it hears but does not see, such as if there's a mountain in between them, roya v'shema'as ve'ino yechol lavoy chutz le'tchum. If it sees and hears but it's not able to come, such as when it's located outside of the Tchum. Roya v'shemas ukoiva v'en yechoyla lovoy anacha masik. If it sees, hears and is near, but it can't come, such as if there's a river separating them. Rabbiona boy, haisi yechoyla lovoy be'ovin. Rabbiona asked, if the shofar could be brought somewhere using an eruv to Tchumim, is it permitted to blow there since it can hear, it's near and it can come? And this question remains unanswered. Hech madat dat amar Yerushalayim shekol ir shehi roya v'shemas ukoiva v'yechoyla lovoy toikim ba v'ama af b'yavne kein. The Gemara asks, just as the sages said about Yerushalayim that any city which can see, can hear, is near and can come, we blow the shofar there on Shabbos, do you say the same thing about Yavne? Yerushalayim, Dvar Torah, V'ayavos asmuchis la, Dvar Torah, V'yechim ben zakei matken al Dvar Torah. The Gemara answers, no, in Yerushalayim, the obligation to blow there on Shabbos is from the Torah, and so is the obligation in the cities nearby. Therefore, V'yechim ben zakei made a decree for the Torah obligation. V'yavne medivreihem, V'ayavos asmuchis la medivreihem, However, the obligation of Yavne is rabbinic, and so is the obligation of the cities around it. Would Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have made a decree for a rabbinic obligation? Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi, yotzei beistin b'makom lehayu toikim. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, said that when the beistin left Yavne, individuals no longer blew, as it's dependent on the beistin. Rabbi Yosef Bar Kaimi, Rabbi Simon, afilu mebayis lebayis, afilu metriklon lekiton. Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi Simon if they, means the Beis Din, left one house for another or one room for another, but they're still all together, is it considered they have not split up so the individuals continue to blow? Amalei Bei Rebbe Adkan Shamati. One of the house of Rebbe answered, this I did not hear. The next Mishnah says, V'roshoina haya luluv nitol b'mikdash shiva of Medina yom echod. Originally the luluv, means the four species, were taken in the temple for 7 days and outside of the temple for 1 day. Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Hifkin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiu Lulav Nitol, B'Medina, Shiva, Zeichel HaMikdash, Shiu Yom Henef Kulei Asa. After the temple was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed that the Lulav to be taken for 7 days everywhere as a remembrance of the temple. He also decreed that the entire day of waving of the Omer offering should be prohibited in eating from the new crops. The Gemara says, K'siv, Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem, Shivas Yomim. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Chof Gimel, Pasuk Mem, and you shall rejoice before Hashem, your God, for 7 days. Is Tanitani, Besimchas Shlamim, Akosim Medabe. Is Tanitani, Besimchas Elulav, Akosim Medabe. One Baisa says the Pasuk refers to eating the meat of the Shlamim offering, as rejoicing comes through eating meat. The second Baisa says that the Pasuk refers to taking the Lulav, as this is discussed in the first part of the Pasuk. Mandama Besimchas, you should say Halulav, Akosim Medabe. Vayem Rishoin, Dvar Torah, Ushakol Ayomim, Dvar Torah, Vayechim Elzaki, Maskin, Dvar Torah. According to the second Baisa, the first day is a Torah obligation, and the rest of the days are also a Torah obligation, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai enacted a decree upon a Torah obligation. Man da'ama besimchas, if you say shlamim, hakos medabe, b'yem rishoin dvar toyu ushar kol hayom mivadivreihem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai maskin al divreihem, v'yesh takana ha takana. The Gemara asks, but according to the first Baisa, the first day is a Torah obligation, and the rest of the days are a rabbinic obligation. Would Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have enacted a decree upon a mere rabbinic obligation? Chavaya boin kami Rabbi Yonah, Gemara dat Amar Tamon, Hikravtim Ishe Lashem, Shivas Yomim, En Shiva Veloi Shabbos, Ute Gavasa, Vesimachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem, Shivas Yomim, En Shiva Veloi Shabbos. Chavaya asked Rabbi Yonah, just as it said over there in the Pasuk in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Ches, you shall sacrifice a burnt offering to Hashem for 7 days, this must include Shabbos, that the Karbonos override Shabbos. Similarly, when the Pasuk says in Vayikra Ches Pasuk Mem, you shall rejoice before Hashem your God for 7 days, this must include Shabbos, that Lulav overrides Shabbos. So why does Lulav not actually override Shabbos after the first day? Amaloin, Shnihi, Dekhsiv, Lakhtam, Lochem, Biyam, Rishoin, chalak rishon mehem. Rabbi Yonah answers that the pasuk there said that you shall take for yourself on the first day is different from the other days. If so, the first day should override Shabbos only in the temple. Rabbi Yonah answered that if the pasuk would have said, you shall take before Hashem your God, I would have said that the pasuk includes the temple and excludes outside the temple. However, since the pasuk wrote that one must take the lulav on the first day, this applies everywhere, but you shall rejoice for 7 days refers only to Yerushalayim.